Good morning and happy sleepy weekend, everyone. Welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Saturday, right?
Sleepy Saturday.
The little weekend warriors are arising, or honestly, some of y'all
some are just going to sleep
in the middle of your day, and some of you're going to sleep. We're back at you with a long form episode where we're going to do a little devotional, and then we are going to be sharing a lot of my humble pie, embarrassing moments, and things I've learned from those. And then we're going to close out.
Yeah, I'm ready to jump in.
Yes, we are in our actual final day of the War Room Playlist YouVersion Bible Devotional. There's a link to it in the description below. Description of the podcast. There we are. It's my first time podcasting.
First time.
Yeah, it's like episode 250 or something like that. 252. Just making tons of mistakes.
It's okay.
I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the devotional.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Luke 11, verses 9 through 13, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for him?
Love that. The devotional says, did you know that God wants to answer your prayers? When Jesus died on the cross, God tore the veil from top to bottom. This opened the way so that through relationship with Jesus, we can approach the throne of grace and bring our needs and our requests before the Lord. God wants to answer your prayers. Jesus instructed his disciples repeatedly, ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking, and the door will be open to you. God will meet your needs. Scripture also communicates what happens when our prayers are answered. In the book of John, we see Jesus saying, to paraphrase, our joy is made full, and the Father is glorified in the Son every time a prayer is answered. Think about that. Because of our relationship with Jesus, because of what he did for us on the cross, we can approach our Heavenly Father through him. When we pray through Christ and God answers our prayers, the Father is glorified through the Son. God shows up through prayer, showing that he is provider, he is protector, he is healer, he is our wonderful counselor. There is not an issue that we are facing in our culture right now that prayer cannot address. Also, prayer fills us up with joy when God answers those prayers. Every church ought to have people walking in the door every Sunday sharing freshly answered prayers of what God has done in their lives. If that happened, then our faith wouldn't just be in the wisdom of men. Instead, as the Apostle Paul says, it will be in the power of God. God wants to answer your prayers. So keep praying.
Yeah. I want to build off of that too, because I remember reading this like article. I've shared this in a YouTube video before, so sorry if you're hearing it again. There was this man whose wife became sick, and it was like a more of a terminal sickness.
Yeah.
And he prayed for her healing, and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. And then he ended up losing her.
Yeah.
And then he continued in prayer. And his friend, who is an atheist, asked him, he's like, man, like your wife got sick and you prayed and you prayed and you prayed and God didn't answer your prayer.
Yeah.
What do you have to gain by praying? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's not what I have to gain. It's what I have to lose.
Yeah.
I lost my resentment. Mm-hmm. I lost my anger. I lost my sadness. I lost my depression. I lost my bitterness. Our prayers are not always just about what we're gaining. It's about what we're losing too.
Yeah.
Because obviously if, you know, just like that devotional said, we fill up with joy. Mm-hmm. And obviously if we're filling up with joy, we're losing those other more negative emotions. And so there's a lot that can happen around prayer. And we definitely encourage you to check out a book called The Circle Maker by Mark Patterson.
Yeah.
Is it Patterson or Patterson?
It's Patterson.
It's one of those.
And also check out A Severe Mercy. It's all about this couple who, I think I've shared this before on here as well, but it's about this couple who were atheist. They had an encounter with God and with C.S. Lewis, and then they, you know, are figuring out like what faith looks like and all this stuff. And it really turns something severe that happened, and it you watch them realize that the severity of the situation was actually God's mercy, and it's really, really powerful.
I love talking about this stuff because it's been really helpful for me to talk about prayer more than what I typically do. I really want to make it more normal and more, I know it's like, it sounds weird to say that, like normalize mental health. You know what I mean? Like it's very catchy, but I do want to normalize talking about prayer and praise reports and prayer requests and make it a part of the every day and every hour language.
Yeah. I love that at the end of the devotional saying how when you come rejoicing in answered prayer, you're rejoicing in the power of God.
Yes.
Like your faith is built because you know the power of God in action in your life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time, and I'm not going to lie, I don't want to disappoint you all, but I have been racking my brain trying to think of different like embarrassing stories or humbling lessons.
Yeah.
And I don't really have that many. Like I have embarrassing stories where I remember one time I shared this, I think, and even in a video, or maybe I just shared with you, where I was on a cruise with my family, like way back when, and I used the wrong bathroom. And I didn't just like use the wrong bathroom. Like I like used the wrong bathroom on a cruise. And then I got caught. I mean, there's funny stories like that. Like I remember one time I cursed in a prayer. But as I was thinking about like different embarrassing moments, I didn't really relate them back to a, like a lesson, you know, like, oh, I learned something in this. And so I was thinking to myself, well, I could share some funny things and that could be a lot of fun. So you all let me know if that's something you actually want. But I had it on my heart. I was like, okay, well, if I want to like share a lesson, something I've learned, a lot of people have been messaging me privately to share a little bit about what I learned in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I think there's been one thing I want to expound upon. We mentioned it slightly in a YouTube video, but you need to have a plan. And I'm just going to unpack that. So I encourage you to keep listening because I do think it'll bless you.
Yeah.
I do think it'll encourage you. Because, you know, I guess here's my embarrassing moment. There's a lot of stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to ask for information. I'm not afraid to look stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid to look ignorant.
You're very
ignorant.
Inquisitive.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
And so I don't get embarrassed by not knowing things. Like sometimes my friends will use like really big words and I'm like, what does that mean? And I'm not like embarrassed by not knowing. I don't just kind of nod my head and go along. Like I genuinely want to know. And if someone were to ever kind of make fun of me for not knowing, then, you know, that's on them. That's not on me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And I'm not going to be ashamed for what I don't know. I'm going to be excited about what I am going to learn. So anyways, I'm going to get to probably the big, not the big, one of the 50 big takeaways that I pulled from that mastermind group in Colorado with all those amazing men.
Yeah.
And it's about having a plan. And so Tori and I just started having our team meetings on Sunday evenings.
Yeah.
So what I mean by team meeting, it means that we get together, we sit down, and we discuss our plan for the week. We discuss our strategy for the week. We discuss our rhythm for the week. And we ask each other questions. We say, hey, what do you need from me this week? What do you need in order to thrive this week? What did you dislike about last week? And of course, like, you know, if you're not married or you're not like close to your family, you can do this with yourself. This is like, you know, it's all about having a plan for yourself and like evaluating the situation of where you're at currently, because I know you all have heard me talk about it, especially if you've been listening in the past like 3 weeks. I keep harping on this thing that we are so much more than a reaction. okay? And if you're not planning for your life, that doesn't mean things have to go according to your plan, okay? But if you're not actively thinking about your life and adjusting things and adapting things, then all you are is reacting. And you're so much more than that. You're so much more than just hoping that you have a good reaction if you were to be in a really stressful situation, or if you get a surprise pop quiz, or you meet the potential future love of your life, right? Like how do you think you're going to handle those moments? And I think it's important to actively prepare for things. And so Tori and I will sit down together. And like I said, you can do this alone, where you just have a check-in and you say, hey, how are things going? What do you need from me this week? I wish I had my journal right in front of me, because I would actually read you the answers. I may do that in another podcast, so sit tight for that. But just to give you an example, like if I asked Tori what she needs from me this week, she answered, I need you to walk with joy. And she's like, I feel excited and I feel encouraged and I feel alive whenever you're walking with joy. Because if you're not happy, no one's happy. And so that really convicted me and reminded me that that's going to be important to what I do as I'm walking throughout daily life today or this week. And what's cool is that a week is not a very long time, but it's enough time to make adjustments. And so it's not like you're saying, okay, I'm going to create this new habit for 30 straight days or 21 straight days. You're saying for a week, this would be important to me. And then guess what? On the next Sunday, you check in with yourself or you check in with your team and you figure out if that was helpful or hurtful. So it's enough time to work on things and adapt to things, but it's also not too much time to where there's bitterness and resentment happening around things. Like for example, the third question we asked each other was, what are you currently putting off right now that's frustrating you? And for both of us, it's pretty much the same answer, which is like our health, like going to the gym, eating healthier. Cause right now we're just making decisions out of convenience because we are pretty busy. Excuse me. And so that's something that we really needed to work on, is like being intentional with our health, because we're learning so much about it. And like, we have these vitamins and these meal plans and this like workout plan, all this stuff, but we're so busy, we're not able to execute it. And we're only making decisions out of convenience, which is like, oh, let's order food or let's just do this or do that because it's easier. And as like a creature of habit, you know, here's a weird example. I don't know if you all have ever heard of like the workout P90X. Well, it was a super popular workout program, like, I don't know, maybe like 7-8 years ago. And it was all about muscle confusion. Because what people were finding is that whenever you do a workout repetitively again and again and again, your body actually gets used to it and it finds an easier way to do it. And you start having diminishing returns, which means that the workout means less and less and less to your development and that muscle growth or that fat loss. And so what's really good is that when you do muscle confusion, what you're doing is you're teaching your muscles to not think of something as normal and find the easy way to do things. Well, we as people are always trying to find the easiest way to do things. We're always trying to be in the convenience lane. So you go to a convenience store. We're down to help people if it's convenient for us. You know, we're not really willing to get that uncomfortable that often. And so what I love about this is that it's encouraging us to make those uncomfortable, harder decisions that are going to lead to the life that we actually want. And so the next part of the like the family team meeting is like, you make a list of everything you have to do this week and you start to build out that whole list of schedule. And you prioritize things like what's super important, what's less important. How do we prioritize these things? Oh, that's not going to fit on my calendar. Oh, so-and-so has a birthday on this. And you really start to lay out the whole week and month and you start to feel in control. And of course, that's not to say that you're in control and God's not. But like what I mean is in terms of like a micro level, you are now proactively walking through life and you are ready for situations that you are desiring or working towards. And so I know that if I'm struggling with my joy because I'm too overwhelmed, then I need to be actively putting boundaries and systems in place to help me with that. And what I realized whenever I was talking with Tori about that is like, oh, I feel like I'm not walking with joy is because I have too much on my plate. I'm not able just to think and just be myself. And so it'd be really helpful if I have some stuff off of my plate. That way I can feel a little bit more free. I can have more free thought, more free time to get excited and to feel happy. And so one thing I told her that would actually really help me is that, hey, are you down to kind of take some stuff off my plate and leave it off my plate? Mm-hmm. And I think that will really help me walk in joy and walk in excitement because I'm not going to feel overwhelmed constantly. Yeah. And it was a thing that we get to practice through this week. And I actually did test her. There was a few situations where I looked at her and I said, hey, can you do this for me? Mm-hmm. And she did, which is cool. And it was like an awkward situation.
Yeah,
because like I felt like almost mean. I don't want to say telling you what to do, but like really depending on you saying, hey, can you like follow up with this and make sure that gets handled?
Yeah.
Right. Which it's a good thing, but it was hard for me to delegate where I feel like typically I would do that type of thing.
Yeah.
But I know that if I'm doing all this stuff and it's causing me to feel overwhelmed where I feel like I'm not spending the right time with God, I'm not walking with joy, then you're going to be unhappy. So it would be in your best interest to help take some of that stuff off of me.
Yeah.
That way I can help accomplish the thing that you're desiring from me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's partnership at its finest.
It is. And so, and I think that you need to realize that you need to be a good partner with yourself. So if you are listening to this and you are single, you can have these meetings with friends or family, but you can, you know, specifically you can have them with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally sit down and say, hey, you know, this is what's holding me back right now. This is how I can work on that. This is who I want to be today. I noticed I was walking in a lot of jealousy last week. Mm-hmm. How can I actively work on that? And it's like, you're just intentionally proactively happening to life instead of life just happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much power inside of that.
Yeah.
And so we're definitely going to unpack this more in the future.
Yeah.
Of like creating a plan and feeling excited about what it is you're working on and creating a rhythm to your life.
Yeah.
Because I was just so impacted by that simple lesson where Tori and I even bought these big calendars to help you kind of map things out and help you kind of take control of your emotions and take control of the things you have going on. Because again, you guys, this is like my theme for the year is like, you're more than a reaction. I'm not going to depend on my sinful nature to bail me out of situations.
Yeah.
I'm going to seek the Spirit. I'm going to seek wisdom. I'm going to act in accordance with the Spirit and God's wisdom to help me be the person I want to be. But that doesn't happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't just happen for the heck of it.
Yeah.
No, that happens when you're walking with the Lord and you're talking to Him and you're listening to Him and you're meditating on His word and you're memorizing it and you're getting counsel from others and you're memorizing scripture and you're doing all these different things. And so we need to be proactive in our pursuit to doing better.
Yeah.
And I can't just like hope that I'm going to be an amazing husband and a great father and an amazing employee or like, you know, like worker,
right.
Like that stuff requires work.
Action.
It requires action. It requires intentionality on our behalf. And so,
yeah,
I just really want you all to feel encouraged about being intentional and making yourself purposely uncomfortable to go after the things that you want to be going after and actively preparing yourself for the things you want to be prepared for, like finding a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Before Tori and I were, you know, even dating, I was already living like a husband. I wasn't going out to clubs and doing all this stuff. And I was actively preparing myself for a role that I want.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't just about your work. This is about your personal life and your professional life and your spiritual walk. And so I think it's really going to help you all. And I think Tori and I will do more of this as we grow in it because we just started this thing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty new to us.
Yeah. The theme is like becoming.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
I like it too.
You ready to pray us on out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we get to come to you and learn these lessons, Lord. Sometimes they're not always the easiest lessons, but lessons where we grow, where we get to seek you, where we get to learn more about your character and how your Spirit can work inside of us, Lord. This purification process, this sanctification process, Lord, it honors you, it glorifies you, Lord. So continue your work in us today. Lord, we humbly seek you and we thank you for what you're doing inside of us, Lord. We want to be proactive, Lord, in seeking your face, proactive in how we live our lives with intentionality, Lord. Help us in this season of becoming that we will probably be in for the rest of our lives, Lord. We love you and we thank you that we get to do this life with you. So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue praying, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. So abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in on the weekend.
And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.